You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
It's officially NBA Draft Week, and the rumors are running wild. On today's Locked On Kings podcast, we'll talk about the report from Shams of The Athletic of conversations happening between the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Lakers involving Buddy Hield for Kyle Kuzma trade talks. I'll share with you why I don't hate the idea of Kuzma here in Sacramento. Plus, we'll talk about the obvious reports to us, not so obvious reports to others, that the number 9 pick is one of the picks that is considered highly available for trades on draft night. And after my exercise on Friday, putting together my own Sacramento Kings off seasons, I decided that I really like the idea of the Kings trading for Steven Adams. It makes sense in some areas, doesn't make sense in others. We'll discuss it all on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello and welcome into Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all offseason. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And today's episode is brought to you by Spotify Green Room. Download the Spotify Green Room app and find one of our Locked On rooms. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for the last nearly seven years. This will be season number 8 for me covering the Kings, both as an on-air host and multimedia journalist. And after Friday's Build Your Own Off-Season Adventure exercise, I had multiple comments that made me smile a little bit. More than one of you sent me emails or tweets saying, "Man, Matt, I really love the Locked On Kings podcast, but I'm glad you're not general manager." And it made me laugh, truthfully, because I'm not going to pretend that I would be an incredible general manager. Not at all. But I attempted on Friday's podcast to put together realistic moves that could happen that I believe would help the Sacramento Kings, both short-term and long-term. It's 100% okay with me if you disagree with the moves that I made. In fact, I know a lot of you are going to disagree with my interest in both Kyle Kuzma and Steven Adams on today's Locked On Kings podcast. I want you to know I'm 100% okay with that. I want you to know I want to engage with you in discussion on that. I want to know why you don't like the idea of either of those guys or any of the moves that I made during the offseason. I want to know what moves you would make or what moves you think the Kings need to make and why you think it would work compared to mine. So if you're one of those people who disagreed with the moves that I made on Friday, the moves that I made during our ultimate mock draft, or disagree with some of my takes here today, get in touch with me at Matt George Radio on Twitter. Email me mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. I'd love to engage in conversation with you. It does not bother me at all if you disagree with me about these moves. That's why we're all playing armchair general managers, what we do every year around this time. Well, let's have some fun today. Let's dive into a couple of these rumors. We're going to get to the Kyle Kuzma one in just a second because that's the main thing that I want to talk about today. But the first rumor that we saw over the weekend is something that I guess is a story nationally. But if you've been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, if you've been following the Kings even remotely close, really since the end of last season, or even the final few weeks of last season, well before we knew what pick the Kings were going to have in the draft lottery, you would have been familiar with this. The report, and I can't remember who reported it, but essentially it said that the number 9 pick, along with, I believe, the Indiana Pacers pick and then one of the Warriors picks, I could be mistaken there, but those three picks were considered to be the most available for trades in this year's draft, meaning the Kings are one of the teams heavily shopping their draft pick. Again, that might be a story nationally. That shouldn't surprise any of you here, because I've talked about this since the start of the offseason, that number 9 pick, or whatever pick it was going to end up being, was going to be potentially up for grabs, and Monty McNair was going to look at every option that he had to use that number 9 pick to help add players to help this team win right now. And like we've discussed time and time and time again, it's more likely that the Kings will find the pieces that they're missing in trades by using that 9 pick rather than selecting a rookie at number 9. Even if there are some names like Moses Moody or Franz Wagner or Josh Giddey or whoever that could be available at that range. James Hamm reported from the day after the draft lottery that this pick was going to be involved in trade talks. And I would not be surprised in the slightest if the Kings do end up trading this pick on draft night. I also wouldn't be shocked, though, if they keep it. Because to me, if the Kings keep this pick, it's because they had offers on the table more than likely, but it wasn't good enough. It wasn't what they were looking for. I don't believe there's going to be any situation or scenario where the Kings don't have offers on the table for number 9. There are good players available and teams that would be willing to move in and probably would be trying to lowball the Kings as much as possible. Maybe take advantage of Sacramento's somewhat desperation to get back to the playoffs. I have full faith that Monty McNair and the Kings are not going to jump into a bad move and just sell the 9 pick for a halfway decent body. They're going to hold out for the right trade. And if it's not there, then I believe, this is from my conversations that I've had with different people, I believe the plan is if the Kings don't trade number 9, Franz Wagner's the pick. Unless Wagner is selected beforehand, which I doubt. It sounds like Wagner, if he's on the board and the Kings stay at 9, Wagner is going to be the selection. Checks a lot of boxes for the Sacramento Kings, helps on the defensive end, adds depth where it's desperately needed. We've talked about how much of an analytical darling he is, and we know how important analytics is to this front office. I'm going to go out and declare right now, if the Sacramento Kings do not trade pick number 9, they will be selecting Franz Wagner. I believe that 100%. Could be wrong, and I'm not necessarily reporting that with sources, just saying from conversations that I've had and from what I understand the Kings are trying to do, I believe Franz Wagner is going to be the pick at number 9 if they don't trade it. But I still think it's like a 60-40% chance, 60% being they do trade number 9. But what's funny is the trade rumor that we're going to discuss mainly on today's podcast probably doesn't involve pick number 9. Shams of The Athletic reported that there's a conversation happening between the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Lakers who are looking for a third star. Now, I don't know if those reports correlate with this reported trade negotiation, but apparently the Lakers have their eye on Buddy Hield. They need shooting, a floor spacer. I think Buddy Hield could fit well with Los Angeles. And the piece mainly discussed coming back to Sacramento is Kyle Kuzma. Now, if this trade were to happen, I don't see how the 9 pick is involved because the Lakers are getting the piece that they want. I'm not going to say the better piece because I think Kyle Kuzma could be better for Sacramento than what Buddy Hield has been for Sacramento. I also, like I just said, think Buddy Hield could be really good for the Lakers. But I imagine if there's conversation happening between the Kings and the Lakers for a Buddy Hield Kyle Kuzma swap, the Lakers pick, which is like what, 22 or 23 or something? Pick 22. That might be coming to Sacramento as well. Or at least if I'm the Kings, I'm asking for that in addition to Kuzma. Before we talk about Kyle Kuzma's potential fit, let's talk about his money really quick because we focus so much on cap space this offseason and rightfully so. Kyle Kuzma has 3 years left on his deal, each year worth $13 million. His final year in 2023-2024 is a $13 million player option. Who knows whether or not he'd exercise that, but the Kings would get 2 guaranteed years of Kyle Kuzma for Buddy Hield. That's also a $9 million difference in salary next season between Kuzma and Hield. That's a gap that the Los Angeles Lakers can't afford to just absorb. So the Kings would need another piece from Los Angeles in addition to make money work. That piece would more than likely be Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who's owed $13 million next season. So if this trade were to happen, you're trading Buddy Hield and actually taking on more salary immediately, around $4 million, a little less than $4 million to be exact. So if I'm taking back more money in a Buddy Hield trade, I'm definitely asking for pick 22 from the Lakers. The good news about Caldwell-Pope is he potentially adds depth for the Sacramento Kings. He can help on the defensive end of the floor. I don't know necessarily what his role is in Sacramento, how many minutes he gets, but the $14 million that he's owed the following season, 2022-2023, is only partially guaranteed. It's only $4.8 million. So really, you're paying for 1 year of Caldwell-Pope, and then you get off that money. So you're taking on money in the short term. But in the long term, you combine the $4.8 million with Kuzma's $13 million. That's $17.8 million, which is less than the $20 million that Buddy Hield is owed next season, and then the $13 million that you have for Kyle Kuzma in 2023-2024, assuming he exercises his player option and stays in Sacramento, is obviously less than the $18 million that Buddy Hield's owed. So still in the long term, you're saving money in this deal. And you're potentially getting a better fit player in Kuzma. You just have to take on more money short term, which if you make this trade, it's definitely bye-bye Rashawn Holmes. Also, technically, if this trade were to happen, it would have to happen after the Lakers make a selection at 22 and after the new season technically starts, as in August 2nd. So this would not be a draft night deal happening this week. This would be a deal that is discussed between these two teams that's on the table. The Lakers make a selection for the Sacramento Kings or just select a player at 22 that the Kings are okay with absorbing, and then they make the swap after the second. I'm obviously not a fan of the Kings taking on money at the front of this deal, even if it does save the Kings money long term. But I am intrigued by the idea of Kuzma's fit in Sacramento. I'll share with you why in just a second. Today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is brought to you by Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar covered in 100% chocolate, has a ton of delicious flavors. My favorite is mint brownie. They also have raspberry, coconut, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and more. You can get a mixed box on built.com and you can try two of each of these flavors. And then once you have your favorite flavors, go on to built.com again and order your custom box with the flavors that you want. And the best part is, as delicious as these bars are, they're also super healthy for you. 17 to 18 grams of protein in each bar, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. They're amazing flavors. They're all tasty. They're all healthy. Go to built.com. Use promo code locked on. You'll get 15% off your order. Again, that's promo code locked on for 15% off at built.com. So now we know what it's going to take financially short term for the Kings to make this deal and acquire Kyle Kuzma. You're trading away Buddy Hield and somehow taking back more money, which seems to be the opposite of why the Kings want to trade Buddy Hield in the first place. So the question is Kyle Kuzma worth that trade? Let's look at Kyle Kuzma, the player, who for some reason is just a laughingstock in LA and just the butt of every joke, which I don't get. Because before LeBron James came to town, I remember only hearing Lakers fans bragging about how great of a pick Kyle Kuzma was. Remember, he was the 27th pick in the 2017 draft, how he was going to be part of the new Laker core going forward. He, Brandon Ingram, and D'Angelo Russell were going to be the new big three in Los Angeles. I guess you could even call it a big four with Julius Randle. But suddenly LeBron comes to town, three of those four are gone, Kyle Kuzma's left, and now he's just a joke. Why? Maybe he doesn't live up to Laker fan high expectation, and no, he's certainly not on the level of Anthony Davis and LeBron James. But the player that Kyle Kuzma was, by the way, more in his natural position before LeBron and AD came to town versus the player that he is now, is very different. And the Kyle Kuzma who would come to Sacramento in this deal, I believe, would be the Kyle Kuzma who averaged almost 19 points a game in 2018-2019. But the thing is, Kuzma comes to Sacramento and he's not even close to a top two option. That's still Fox and Halliburton. Honestly, you could put Harrison Barnes above him. Kyle Kuzma might be your starting four, or he might be coming off the bench. More than likely, Kuzma's your starting four, which means Harrison Barnes is moving to the three. He's back in his natural position. He provides depth that the Kings need at that position. He's only 26 years old, so he fits the whole Kings timeline. He's familiar with Luke Walton, having played under him and had his best years of his career under Walton in Los Angeles. And he doesn't need to take more than 13 shots a game to be the effective player that the Kings would want him to be. The expectations for Kuzma in LA are higher with less opportunity than what they would be in Sacramento with more opportunity. The Kings only need Kuzma to help them defensively, which I believe he will. Not tremendously. Kuzma's not some lockdown defender, but he's better than what the Kings have. And he can add scoring at that four spot. If Kuzma averages 13 to 15 points a game, that's a tremendous win for Sacramento. And remember, he averaged almost 19 a game on 15 shots in 2018-2019. When this conversation started happening, I saw Kings fans on Twitter talking about concerns for his most recent comments, where he said that he believes he can be an all-star and can be capable of taking the amount of shots that you typically see a star take a night, upwards of 20 a night. I don't know why that bothers people. I guess if you think that Kuzma is going to come to Sacramento and believe that he is now the star of the Sacramento Kings, I guess you can be concerned by that, except there's no way that that's the case. The Kings aren't acquiring Kyle Kuzma to be a star here in Sacramento. And I have no problem with a player saying what Kuzma said. You have to believe in yourself if you're going to be successful in the NBA. Every player is going to say the same thing about themselves. Even player number 13 or 14 on the end of the bench is going to believe that they have star potential in the NBA. So those comments don't bother me at all, because I know what Kyle Kuzma would be for Sacramento. The Kings know what Kyle Kuzma would be for Sacramento. And I would hope that Kyle Kuzma would know what he would be here. And if he didn't at the start, he'd learn pretty quickly. Comparing him to Buddy Hield, two very different players. Buddy Hield, a guard, three-point specialist. Kuzma, a forward, all-around scorer, who's a 34% three-point shooter for his career. I think Kyle Kuzma could be a great addition to Sacramento. I think he would help this team. But is acquiring him and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who potentially would get back up 3 minutes, maybe take the minutes of Terrence Davis? Are Kyle Kuzma and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope worth taking on that money? Truthfully, my gut says no. And it has everything to do with the center position. Because if you take on that money, like I said, you're losing Rashawn Holmes, and you're either committing to Marvin Bagley as your center, or you have very little money left over to go and solve that center problem. I don't know exactly financially how things work, but if you make this trade, Kyle Kuzma's your starting four, Harrison Barnes your starting three, you commit to Marvin Bagley as your starting five, maybe you have enough money to go out and get Alex Len? I guess that's not terrible. Although Alex Len is more than likely going to play a decent amount of games as your starter because you can't rely on Marvin Bagley to stay healthy. In addition to that, Adrian Wojnarowski said recently that he believes the Kings and Marvin Bagley are moving in opposite directions. He believes Marvin Bagley's days in Sacramento are numbered. So compare that trade to the possibility of a Steven Adams trade, where the Kings address that center issue and save money. Which one's more worth it? Today's episode of Locked On Kings is brought to you by BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You can bet on the NBA draft, you can bet on the Olympics, you can bet on golf, you can bet on UFC MMA fighting and boxing, of course baseball as well, NFL football as soon as it starts, college athletics, they have it all. You can get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including all those different leagues and sports I just mentioned. And when you head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Make sure you're taking advantage of Locked On Bets, our free show here on the Locked On Podcast Network that's dedicated to helping you make money on BetOnline. Again, use promo code Locked On for a 50% welcome bonus at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. The more I think about it, the more I like the idea of the Kings trading for Steven Adams. I used him a lot in my Build Your Own Sacramento Kings offseason exercise on Friday. Because to me, Adams checks a lot of boxes. He solves your center issue with Rashawn Holmes more than likely gone. And I'm still holding out hope, truly. I'm still holding out hope that Rashawn Holmes will be around, or that the Kings will be able to bring him back and re-sign him. But it seems less and less likely every day. I just don't see how the Kings are really going to be able to afford him unless they manufacture some kind of significant salary dump or cash in on the good relationship that they have with Rashawn. Again, both are possible, but at this point in time, it seems more likely that he's gone than it is he stays. So I'm operating under that assumption. The Kings are going to need to fill that center position. And this team, even with Rashawn Holmes here, lacked significant presence in the paint. They lacked physicality. They lacked someone who really set hard screens. They lacked rim protection. They lacked rebounding. Steven Adams does all of that. Maybe not the best rim protector, but he's physical, he's strong, he's had a lot of success in his time in the league, and on top of that, he saves you money. If the Kings were able to negotiate a trade to send Buddy Hield to the New Orleans Pelicans, where Steven Adams is the main piece coming back, and I believe, truthfully, the Kings could get more than that. There are reports over the weekend that the Pelicans were considering a trade, sending Eric Bledsoe and number 10 out for pick number 17 or something in that range. I imagine the Pelicans are a little more desperate to move on from Bledsoe than they are from Steven Adams. So I don't think you're getting pick number 10 in this trade, but you might be able to get a little bit more on top, especially when you're trading Buddy Hield, who provides three-point shooting the Pelicans desperately need, to New Orleans. I understand the fit concerns and the questions about Steven Adams, especially when it comes to him being a bigger, slower player compared to the versatile, athletic, fast-paced style that the Kings want to play. Would Adams be able to get up and down the floor as fast as Fox and the rest of them? No. Comparing Steven Adams to guys like Marvin Bagley, there is a significant athletic gap. But at the same time, with all the athleticism that the Kings have had on their roster over the last couple of years, what have we been talking about time and time again? The lack of the team's physicality. This team just gets pushed around. Adams ain't getting pushed around. He's doing the pushing. And in addition to that, we fell in love with Alex Len over a 15 to 20 game sample size when he was traded to Sacramento at the end of the 2019-2020 season. We fell in love with Alex Len because of his physicality, because of the screens that he set, the presence that he was on the inside. Alex Len is just as slow, if not slower, than Steven Adams. We didn't have a problem with it then. I know Steven Adams is not the perfect fit in Sacramento, but he solves a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And instead of taking on money in a Buddy Hield for Kyle Kuzma and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope trade with the Lakers, you can open up cap space in a Buddy Hield Steven Adams trade and maybe get a future pick on top of that. We're talking about $5 million of cap space that you would open up immediately from making that trade. And based off of my conversations with Jake Madison of Locked On Pelicans, I believe the Pelicans would do that deal. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's discussed and on the table on draft night. Comparing the two trades, which is more worth it? A Steven Adams trade or a Kyle Kuzma trade? I say the Adams trade is more worth it. Although I do admit that Kyle Kuzma could be a better long-term fit and option for the Sacramento Kings than Adams is. I don't hate the idea of either of those two being here in Sacramento. I just like the idea of Adams and cap space more than Kuzma and Caldwell Pope. Do you have a preference out of those two deals? Do you think I'm crazy for even considering both of those deals? Let me know. At Matt George Radio on Twitter, email me mgeorge@saclocalmedia.com. All these conversations just go to show that there are options out there for Monty McNair and the Sacramento Kings. And I cannot wait till draft night. I cannot wait for this offseason to continue to see what Monty McNair and the Kings decide to do. Maybe I'm setting myself up to be disappointed, but I expect this to be a loud and active offseason for the Kings. It has to be. So we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. I'm also extra excited for NBA Draft Night because of our Locked On NBA Draft show that we're putting on. The production of this show is going to be off the hook. And of course, I will be a part of it, talking about whatever the Kings decide to do at number 9 on Draft Night. You can watch the show online on YouTube, so make sure you are a part of that. I'll have more information for you as the week goes on here on Locked On Kings. Also, I teased on Friday that I have an interview scheduled with former Sacramento King Donte Green. You probably remember him from the early to mid-2010s. Green was a fun personality. He wasn't a part of very great teams, but he has very fond memories of his time with Sacramento. He's also playing in the Big 3 League. So I look forward to speaking with Donte, talking to him about some of his memories playing for Sacramento, what it's like playing in the Big 3, and more. So I hope you look forward to that. And of course, I hope you enjoy all of our draft week coverage here on the Locked On Kings podcast and the Locked On Podcast Network. I hope you enjoyed the Locked On NBA Ultimate Mock Draft last week. That was an incredible success for the network. Thanks to you for being a part of it. And I look forward to having you join me on the next episode of Locked On Kings. Until then, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.